USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As millions of Americans suffer across the country, it's reassuring to know that politicians are still getting a paycheck. Let's get a stimulus update. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy's been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawmakers in the Senate and House of Representatives face a deadline of December 11th when current funding for the feds runs out. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The SpaceX program continues to move full speed ahead. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss Monday night, 23-17, to Washington. The football team's quarterback, Alex Smith, stays grounded after the win.
I literally, each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last, and enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it with everything I've got and enjoy it. I think this entire team, a little bit from the way we started the season, has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just a sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Washington will play the 49ers Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.